Hello, Get Booked listeners, and welcome to The Hand Cell, a special weekly installment of Get Booked that's all about books we just can't resist shouting about. This is Jen Northington, and today's hand cell is Sankofa by Chibundu Onuzo. This is a novel that came out earlier this year that I haven't had a chance to talk about on the show yet, so here we are. And it is literary fiction, and I'm super excited about it. Before I tell you exactly why, let us hear from our sponsor.
Today's episode is brought to you by Steve Aoki's HeroQuest at your local bookstore or online at HeroQuest.com, and catch Steve live on the Heavenly Hell Tour. HeroQuest is a graphic novel that is the story of a genetically augmented metahuman named Hero who travels into the multiverse 400 years into the future to save Earth from a disaster it cannot avoid. It has everything from mutants to robots to zombies to aliens, witches, and more. It's a quest for 10 rings of tremendous power from 10 different worlds that will be needed to save our world from certain disaster. It's an epic journey that will require the hero named Hiro to be cursed to save the lives of billions on Earth. It's a story of heroism, wonder, betrayal, and finally, revelation. This is the hero's journey. This is Hiro's quest. So the story was imagined by the mind of Steve Aoki and written by New York Times bestselling author Jim Kruger and Steve Aoki. So make sure to check it out. And this episode comes thanks again to Steve Aoki's HeroQuest at your local bookstore or online at HeroQuest.com, and catch Steve live on the Heavenly Hell Tour. Today's episode is brought to you by Bloom Books. Taming Seven is an epic and unforgettable love story in the international best-selling and TikTok phenomenon The Boys of Tommen series from Chloe Walsh. So Tommen's cheekiest lad, Jared Gibbsy Gibson, has always been a comedian, but inside he is haunted by events of the past and he uses humor to cope, hiding his true self from the world. Then you have Claire Biggs, who is the epitome of sunshine. She's always loved Gibbsy, her brother's friend and her favorite neighbor. She also has always seen a side to him that no one else seems to notice, and she becomes determined to tame her wild at heart childhood best friend. So the Boys of Tommen series is an internationally best-selling YA romance series that has taken TikTok by storm. It's perfect for readers looking for new adult slash crossover romance, dual point of views, friends to lovers, marathon-worthy TikTok books, and angsty tearjerkers. Taming Seven is published today, and it's the fifth book in the series, so make sure to check it out. And thanks again to Bloom Books for sponsoring this episode.
Okay, so this is contemporary fiction. It is about a woman named Anna who lives in London, and we meet her when she is, you know, like later middle-aged. Her daughter is grown and in her 20s. She is now separated from her husband who cheated on her. And she's been a homemaker and a wife for a really long time and sort of doesn't really know what to do with herself. And one of the things that we learn about Anna is that she is biracial. Her mother was white, who she grew up with in England, Welsh specifically. And she knows that her father was West African and was somebody that her mother met, you know, as a teenager, but she doesn't know anything else about her father. Her mother really never told her anything, and she just stopped asking after a while. But her mother has died and left her some things. And as she's going through those things, she finds her father's student diaries that he actually left his diary with her mother when he went back to West Africa. And she never knew. She never realized. So she starts reading them and she meets, you know, this 20-something version of her father and starts thinking about, like, well, I'm going to try to find him. And as she researches, she discovers that he became the president and also has been referred to as a dictator of the nation of Bamana in West Africa, and he's still alive. And so she has to decide, like, A, does she want to meet this person? B, who is he? Because the person that she's reading about in the diaries is very different from the person who has become the leader of this country, as far as she can tell. And so, like, and A and C, like, how is she even gonna get in touch with him? Like, he's fancy. Like, he's got, you know, an entourage and guards and security. And it's not like she can just, like, call him up out of the phone book. And she's also deeply unsure about whether or not this is a good idea. She hasn't really taken initiative on a lot of things in her life, which she doesn't feel great about, but it's also a really hard habit to break. So you're following her on this journey of trying to figure out, you know, what it means to reconnect or connect in the first place with somebody you don't really know who has such an important part in creating your life, but then wasn't a part of it at all. You see her working to reconcile, you know, the way she was brought up by her white mother, the racism that she's experienced as a biracial person in England. You see her struggling to deal with, you know, the person that her father has become. And I will say that the ending of this book left me sort of, like, I don't know if unsettled is the right word, but, like, it's ambiguous. Like, the conclusions that Anna comes to, I don't know how I would feel in her place. And that's, I think, part of the genius of this book is that there are not simple answers for any of these questions that Anna is asking herself. It's very difficult for her to sort out, like, yeah, what's the truth? What does she care about? How does she want to reconnect if she wants to connect at all? I mean, it is, and she finds herself in these complicated situations that she's really out of her depth, and she has to just do the best she can. And what does that look like? So there, it is a book that there aren't easy answers, and there aren't even necessarily answers. There's only what you decide for yourself, what Anna decides for herself. And it's a very interesting and very thought-provoking look at all of these questions, you know, identity, legacy, family. What do any of those things mean? So I just thought the writing was beautiful. The characters are fascinating. It is a very sort of quiet but intense read. So if that's an experience you like in your book, definitely that is a reason to pick it up. Y'all, I was doing like a little double checking of things this morning, and I discovered that the author, Chibundu Onuzo, is also a very talented singer and made an official single for Sankofa, which I'm going to leave a link to in the show notes. You must watch. I demand that you watch it, whether or not you're going to read the book, because it's a beautiful song. The video is awesome. And I'm just sort of awed by the many talents of Onuzo. Like, wow. Like, what a creative and interesting person to have done all of these things, to have written this book and created that music. Onuzo has other books that I'm definitely going to be seeking about. So if, you know, who is this book for? This book is for people, like I said, who love contemporary fiction, who are interested in stories about family and how we connect with them or don't connect with them. If you are interested in, you know, West African or African stories, this has a lot of interesting stuff about the political history of that region and the various ways that colonialism has impacted it and that it is, you know, still dealing with the effects of colonialism today. It is very much a story about a woman trying to figure out who she is, which I know is another thread that we get written into a lot. And if you're looking for older characters, there's so many reasons to pick up this book. Obviously, there's a lot of reasons. So again, this is Sankofa by Chibundu Onuzo. Highly, highly recommend. Thanks so much to our audio editor, Jen Zink, who is possibly magic. Thank you all for listening. Super appreciate you. If you would like more book recommendations, you can have those. They are at bookriot.com. We have our other podcasts at bookriot.com/listen. And if you would like to email us, you can do that. getbooked@bookriot.com. Send us in your reading recommendation questions for the main show, feedback, whatever, pet pictures. You know the drill. If you would like to review us, you can do that on Apple Podcasts and or Spotify and or Podchaser. Really anywhere you can do that. We appreciate the feedback. And you can find us online in between shows. I am on Twitter and Tumblr as Jen IRL, J-E-N-N-I-R-L, or on Instagram as I am Jen IRL. And we'll talk to you again soon.